Finding a good steak in Kansas doesn't take much effort. Locating fresh seafood? Well, that's a different matter. Unless, of course, you happen to be driving through Oxford, Kansas and stop by Sunflower Shrimp. That's where Bob Daniels and his wife Deb have been growing and selling Pacific White shrimp for more than 4 years. When Bob Daniels started telling people in 2014 he wanted to start a shrimp farm in the middle of Sumner County, the response was what you might expect.
You're going to sell bait, huh? In fact, when we started looking to grow the shrimp, look for some financing, the local banker said, well, you're never going to sell this. Well, it turns out I can't grow it fast enough to sell what people were willing to buy.
Daniels farmed traditional crops for decades near Valley Center. It was his father who first planted the idea about shrimp farming.
Going back many years, my father and I were fishing, and he had pulled out some frozen shrimp that had gone bad. And he said, you know, I think we can grow shrimp. I said, grow shrimp? Why do you want to grow shrimp? He said, I want to feed the world. Okay, well, how are you going to do that, Dan? I'll leave that to you, son.
What he didn't leave were any instructions. Shrimp farming is highly scientific, and just like crop farming, labor-intensive. Daniels is up by 4 every morning to feed the shrimp, the first of 2 feedings for the day. It takes roughly 6 months from when baby shrimp the size of an eyelash arrive to when they grow to 1 ounce and are ready for sale.
Here we have a tremendous amount of little guys growing there.
I visited Sunflower Shrimp as it prepared for a new batch of baby shrimp to be delivered. They're destined for one of the 9 3,000-gallon saltwater tanks housed in a humid building humming with equipment on Daniels' property.
And then the intermediate tank will hold them until 60 days later when the next shipment comes in and they come out. Then it's just kind of a rotational system. That week is usually pretty big.
Making sure the shrimp grow properly involves dozens of factors, including water temperature, oxygen levels, and barometric pressure. Daniel says he took a lot of chemistry and biology classes when he was a football player at Kansas State. Shrimp farming 101, though, was not available.
As far as the hands-on and learning how to do shrimp, this was learn on the go. It's like building an airplane while you're taking off.
Daniel says he sold all the shrimp he had in March because he knew the pandemic would end his sales to restaurants, including Public at the Brickyard in Wichita. But he's growing shrimp again, and it should be ready to sell in a couple of months. In plenty of time for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because what would the holidays in Kansas be like without a little shrimp on the barbie?
Yeah, it's a little crazy to grow shrimp indoors, saltwater shrimp indoors in Kansas. That's something that is not done very often. You don't have a handbook at the extension office like you do for wheat or corn.